Travis McCready concert after having its liquor license pulled for attempting to violate a ban on large gatherings. Governor Asa Hutchinson tells Fox,
they were ahead of time on their schedule. It was not permitted, and they wanted to have a special privilege in which they could go ahead and do it early, and we said no.
Concerts can resume Monday with up to 50 people attending. America's listening to Fox News.
But first,
Mr. Sandman.
Wow, this is early for Mr. This may be an all-time record early call.
Wow. Good morning. How are you?
No, it's not a record, but it is early. But I had to get up to make a phone call anyway. So
I got you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, good morning.
How are you feeling, sir?
Well, I'm well rested, I think.
Good.
I was when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But we got a... Well, 55 pieces of mattresses came in right as closing last night, so I've got to head to the store in a little while and start putting it upstairs into our warehouse. So it's going to be a fun day, but we need the mattresses because people are buying a bunch of them, and that's a good thing. And I've got a lot of good, really good mattresses to close out that are last year's models. The factories have discontinued them, and I've got to get them out of my way, and some of them are, you know, super premium. Some of them are just premium, some of them are, you know, mid-range. The budget mattresses, those are easy to get rid of. But the really good ones, you know, they're nice. So if you want a really nice mattress, we've got queens, kings, twin extra longs with the adjustable bases. And if you have an adjustable base, twin extra long adjustable base you've had for 8 or 10 years and still have the same mattress on it you started out with, you probably ought to come get a new mattress. I'm pretty sure it's wore out by now. And we've got them in stock. You know, we can get them to you pretty quickly. If you have a truck, you can have them today. Beds and headboards are on sale. Pillows are on sale.
And what kind of state-of-the-art pillows do you have? What's popular right now?
The new shoulder pillows are really popular. That have a notch in them, so for side sleepers, so it kind of snuggles into your shoulder and your head stays all the way up on the pillow. I haven't brought one home to try it yet, but people are loving those. But, you know, we do the Koo pillows from Maloof. You know, they're advertised on Amazon for $199. You know, they're $100 with us, but they're an expensive pillow. But the latex are always popular. They're always, you know, the best quality pillow is a latex pillow if it's comfortable to you. You know, but that's always the thing. The quality doesn't matter if it doesn't work for you. So. We got all of that stuff, so come see us on the Atlanta Highway, 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. We've got mattresses, you know, warehouses full of mattresses and more coming. So we'll make you a deal.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Mr. Sandman at 7:05.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
We've got a layer of high clouds over the area right now, so we're going to see some filtered sunshine today. Should be a hot day with a high temperature up around 90. Partly cloudy, very mild in the overnight hours. Still dry tonight. Overnight low 64. Rain chances are not zero, but I'm running about 10% today, tomorrow, Saturday. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. The high tomorrow in the low 90s, Sunday's high in the low to mid 90s, probably around 94. That would break the record of 93 from 1995. Rain chances again minimal through the weekend, but scattered showers and thunderstorms returning on Monday. Monday's high mid 80s. Cooler Tuesday, high in the upper 70s, but sparkling weather as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Right now, east winds at 7 miles per hour. A layer of high cloud. clouds and 65 degrees at 7:07.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
These are good news, but good news stories specifically.
Good noise
story for the Corona Pike listening to Radio Free Lithuania. America now has its own World War II vet walking for charity. We talked about the guy that was doing it in the UK. Mm-hmm. Now, Captain Tom Moore has raised millions in Britain. So a 99-year-old guy in Oregon named Bud Lewis is doing it, raising money for a charity called the Sunshine Division by walking 100 laps around a track before his 100th birthday this coming August. We could cut the time it takes to test a vaccine by a few months if 100 people are willing to get the trial version and be infected with the coronavirus. So, a site called One Day Sooner is letting people sign up. Guess what? Over 20,000 people have signed up for this thing.
Well, that's encouraging.
Well, everybody wants this to end, except for the Democrats. A 7-year-old in Wisconsin has planned a lemonade stand. Then everything shut down, so she launched a virtual lemonade stand with coupons, and she's raising tens of thousands of dollars for charity, enough to feed over 600 families a week. So what they get, they buy the lemonade, they get a coupon they can redeem later. Guy in Belgium has access to a crane, has been taking it to nursing homes so people can visit family members at their windows on high floors. He was driving by a home recently, saw a guy yelling up to his mom from the sidewalk and realized, hey, I could help. Hey. Yeah.
So he's got a crane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Someone made a site called isolationcreations.org to celebrate all the creative stuff people have done during this lockdown, like music and art projects. And all next week, Krispy Kreme. Did you notice that?
I saw that.
Those came from our dear friend, Mrs. Much Beloved and Glorious, yesterday during the afternoon show.
Ah.
Krispy Kreme minis. I did not have... But one little mini.
Yeah, you know, the heck with keto.
I need a keto. Oh my God! Just picture the word keto with wings on it flying away. I'm still trying to eat some healthy stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to stay sane, and that has been a real challenge lately. Anyway, those are some good news stories. I have something pulled up on the computer in the studio from openpsychometrics.org. It is a Big Five personality test that gives you an assessment. And it's 28 questions, and then it tells you who you resemble. So maybe we can have some fun with that in the 8 o'clock hour?
I get worried about things. I'm reading some of these. Ask me.
I may take the test for you. Based on what I know about
it. I'm the life of the party.
Well, you could be that. Yeah. I've seen you be that way.
Concerned for others, always prepared, stressed out easily.
It has people rank the personality traits more than... Oh, this is a different one. We'll check this out next hour. Right now, we don't have time. Jay's getting ready for Random Facts. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. But first, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there are now more than 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. 144,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. Health officials say 473 people have died across the state. Troy police have charged 23-year-old Jeremy James with capital murder in the death of 29-year-old Whitney Sanders. Police say Sanders was found stabbed to death Wednesday at her home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue. The suspect is now in jail without bond. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for 15 counties in South Alabama. Officials say dry conditions combined with low humidity, high temperatures, and gusty winds are creating dangerous wildfire behavior. Currently, there are no burn restrictions in the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Friday officially begins in 3, 2, 1.
Friday's here. It's time to rock out.
Friday.
I don't think it would hurt to get a little rowdy this weekend.
Friday.
Friday.
Yes, the weekend's here. It's Friday.
Friday.
Friday is so great.
I bought my Friday at the dollar store.
Friday.
I don't believe that Friday should be used for evil.
Friday is a good time to enjoy cheap beer.
The radio sings a forgotten song. Randy Lee's coming on strong. The road has got me flipping tight.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is May 15th, Nylon Stockings Day. It marks the day when nylon hosiery was first sold. Ladies, nylon stockings are perfect for your legs when you're out on the town. Guys, nylon stockings are perfect for your face when you're pulling off a bank heist. Everyone, on the ground, this is Nylon Stockings Day.
And now, a star is born. On May 15th, 1856, the world welcomed little baby L. Frank Baum. When the Wizard of Oz author came into the world, he was given a good checkup.
He's completely healthy. He's got a heart, a brain, and even some courage. But don't worry, we'll have you home soon. There's no place like it.
L. Frank Baum, a star is born.
And now, I bombed out on the first convoluted intro, so here's number 2 for
X.
Random X.
Random X.
Jeez.
Just as long as it's not the body spray.
This job.
Random X. Violence.
Wait, we gotta go. We're gonna pump in some crowd noise.
Sounds like Korean baseball.
I'm expressing my self-dismay. Back to you.
So everybody has to suffer.
Yeah.
Did you know the wood frog, which is not a wooden frog, but you might think that with what I'm about to tell you, the wood frog could go 8 months without using the bathroom.
Oh?
Yes. Number 1, by the way.
Yeah.
I do not know about number two.
Okay.
But number one doesn't need it for 8 months. While it hibernates, it uses the main waste in its, you know, in its pee that protects their cells and their tissues. Even as the critter's heart, brain, and bloodstream stop, it still works to do the protection there. And they don't have to, they can go 8 months without having to go to the bathroom.
I didn't know that.
Drink two of these a day.
Yeah.
And try to go 8 minutes without going to the bathroom.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, when I say these, I'm holding up my large
vodka bottle.
Yeah. 1.5 liters of water.
I used to do one of those a day.
I did two of these a day. Oh, with vodka?
Yeah.
Did you know, and I have a random fact about vodka. This is not part of my random facts. I can't remember where it is. I think it may be here in the States, or it may be in Russia or something like that.
Russia.
There is no difference.
Between?
In vodkas. There is a rule that there cannot be any difference, flavor, taste, anything like that. All vodka is exactly the same.
Yeah, but there is a difference in taste. There is. I'm sorry.
In proof?
There is.
I mean, have you ever had 150 proof vodka?
No, there may be differences in proof, yes.
Oh, my God.
But
that will leave you with a three-day hangover.
I'll have to go back and find it. Just
absolute. You can tell the difference between like Absolute and Grey Goose.
I'll have to go back and find it. I gotta find it. Did you know?
We're using it to make vanilla extract. Did you know you could do that?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, with the beans.
Kim Philby is the name. I don't know if you've heard of Kim Philby.
No, I can't say I have.
He was... Ooh, this is actually... I say pretty recent. He was born in 1912. He died in 1988. And in 1940, he was working for MI6. In fact, he was the head of the MI6 anti-communist section. He was forced to resign over allegations that he had helped two KGB moles escape. Not the animals, but the people.
Yeah.
Those are communist moles. however, he was exonerated by the government. He then defected to the Soviet Union after having been a KGB double agent for 30 years.
That's ironic.
Yes. Upon his arrival in Moscow, Philby discovered that he was not a colonel in the KGB, as he had been led to believe. He was paid 500 rubles a month, and his family was not immediately able to join him in exile. It was 10 years before he visited KGB headquarters and was given little real work at the time. He was under virtual house arrest, guarded, with all visitors screened by the KGB. His closest KGB contact explained that this was to guard his safety, but later admitted that the real reason was the KGB's fear that Philby would return to London. So they kind of double-crossed him. They couldn't. He was a double agent.
I got you.
But they couldn't trust him when he came back.
Mm-hmm.
How do you trust a double agent?
I don't see how you can. You ever watch the Spy Wars show on Smithsonian?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I like the host.
I don't like him either.
Who's the host?
He's an arrogant kind of... His approach is arrogant.
Yeah.
But I like the stories.
You're right. I don't like him. And he's a distraction from the stories.
I think so, too.
Otherwise, it's great.
Did you know there's a plaque in Plainfield, Indiana... That marks the spot where a carriage driver intentionally drove through a huge mud hole to fling ex-President Martin Van Buren out of the carriage and into the mud. Van Buren had opposed a bill that would have funded improvements to the National Road. And so there is a plaque to mark that space.
And the National Road remains. Is it U.S. 40? I'm not sure.
No, it's 12.
Is it?
Uh-oh. 40 or 12, which one is it?
National Road.
It's 40.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe when you were a kid, it was 12.
In the summer of 1842, along what is now U.S. Route 40 in central Indiana.
Yeah. Martin Van Buren. Yeah, I suppose. Lincoln Highway was more north. and it ran.
Did it become 12? Did it merge into 12?
When they did the initial national road map, it was 12.
Hmm.
Interesting.
40 became 80, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Did you know? Oh, wait.
What, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if that was a, we got a break or?
After this one.
After this one? Okay. This one is, you'll agree with this one, Greg, because you've talked about this before. And we were talking about water earlier. Did you know that an annual supply of bottled water for a person who consumes 8 glasses a day would cost around $200? The same amount of tap water would cost around 33 cents.
And tap water has more regulations controlling its purity
right,
than bottled water.
There are none. Right.
I just don't understand.
You could even put a purifier on the thing and still get the same amount.
Buy one plastic bottle. That's all you need.
It does. That's what I did. I bought a plastic bottle and I keep reusing it. But over time, as you can see, I've had to get a new top because the original one was cracked and broken. But over time, this gets a little nasty around here, the mouth hole and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You got to have them germs to practice on.
Do you know if tap water still has fluoride in it like it did when we were growing up?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because
was that a thing? Was that a bad thing or a good thing?
No, it was a good thing because a whole generation had no cavity. I had never had a cavity.
Oh, wow. Coming up on Random Facts, we'll talk about, an interesting thing but with a woman in Utah and what she did.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the average soccer player and how far he runs per game. The FBI and Jazz Cabbage.
Ooh.
Or the Devil's Lettuce. conditioning cats, certain kinds of cats. Blue whales. An Italian businessman named Giorgio Perlasca. And we'll also tell you about the California condor. All coming up on Random Facts.
Wow. 7:24 is the time. Our thanks to Donnie and Brandon Turner. They sponsor our Saturday morning show live tomorrow. It'll be me and Rosie and Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlow, who honked at me. He was on his way to work. Seems to go by every day at the time I'm outside checking traffic.
Who's this?
MPB was established almost 40 years ago, and it was established on principle. And the principle was, we're not going to shortchange the customers. When we assess the damage in a wreck, we're going to fix it all, whether the customer knows it's fixed. We need to know it's fixed, too. That makes a huge statement about their business ethic, when not everyone in that business was operating by that guideline. And that's how they've done it since. So when you go to Montgomery Paint and Body, forgive the pun, more bang for your buck. It's not just a matter of putting your car back together. It's a matter of trying to make it look as good as new and maybe even better. After all you go through with an accident, the hassle, the inconvenience, rental cars, inconveniencing other people, insurance adjusters, police reports, all of it, to get a car back that is jaw-droppingly beautiful again, well, it's the payoff at the end of the road for you. And that's what they strive to do each and every time at Montgomery Paint and Body. Talented people, yes. State-of-the-art tools, yes. But these are people that that really work for you, knowing what you've been through, and to give you a result that is memorable as well. Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane, 27 Rec with a W.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, seeing a little bit of congestion now around the boulevard. Some of the heavier spots, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Highway 331, East South Boulevard. Also, Northeast Boulevard, Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway, a little heavy to Madison Avenue into downtown. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. No issues there. No accidents into us to pass along to you. So buckle up and be safe out there on this Friday. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center, open for business. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Landmark, Michaels, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At Cruises International, we realize you may be one of the many protesters that doesn't want to wear a mask and be cooped up at home. You want to go out, live life, and party. Well, we're ready to set sail with you. Climb aboard as you cruise with others just like you who throw scientific caution to the wind. Dance with us in the Corona Congo Line. Sign up for the Cough Cough Karaoke Contest, where everyone sings into the same microphone. And stuff yourself at the buffet. Shovel that food on your plate. Lick your fingers as you continue handling all the serving spoons and tongs.
Just kidding. No one uses the tongs. They were never taught third grade manners.
Here's the best part. Some cruises starting at $25. Imagine the quality of people just like you, ready to congregate in small bars, pools, and theaters. Why not have fun? There are no politics on board and only one doctor. So come on, prove your point. Climb aboard the experiment to prove them all wrong today with Cruises International.
Choose from 7 or 10-day cruises. Cruise ship may not be permitted to dock at destination or return to the U.S. Don't forget to sign the waiver. Don't blame us. See your travel agent.
And now,
it's time to sail through the second half of the fun ship.
Random facts.
Very good. Very tight.
Recovery from yeah. the previous.
Yeah, nice.
I found the article on that vodka thing. I'll be sending that to you.
Okay. All right. Because I, like Kettle One, tastes completely different. I mean, you can tell. Yeah.
Back to random facts. Right? Did you know there was a woman in Utah? Who kept her dead husband in a freezer for 10 years so she could collect his veterans' benefits.
Wow.
He left a notarized note saying that she had not killed him.
Wow.
That's cold.
It's, I understand it's going to be made into a movie called Leave It to Freezer.
Is her name Carol Baskin?
Huh? Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah, the first comment says frozen assets.
Ooh, yeah.
Yep. did you know the average soccer player runs 7 miles per game?
That's believable.
Midfielders average 9.5 miles... But get this, the referees average more miles than any players.
Not surprised.
Yeah. It's a big field.
Yeah, it is.
Or is it a pitch, they call it, I think?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Did you know the FBI has struggled to hire hackers because of their hiring rule that the applicant must not have used marijuana during the last 3 years? They have really, the government has really got to reassess their classification of what that does. They've really got to
Look, we hired a president who wrote...
I drank beer heavily and tried drugs enthusiastically.
So, why can't they make an allowance for a hacker?
Yeah. They got to come off of that stuff. Legal in some states now, a lot of states now.
And a big revenue producer.
Oh, huge. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You talk about the lottery. We wouldn't need the lottery if we had that here.
Oh, we'll be the 57th state.
Oh, it'll be free. It'll be long.
The Vatican will legalize it before Alabama does.
Yep.
Did you know that white cats with blue eyes are usually deaf?
That's what I heard.
Same thing with dogs. Janelle's dog is white with
blue eyes. White with blue eyes, you're exactly right.
Louisiana Afghan hound or something.
It's a condition called congenital sensory neural deafness. And that's what it's called in cats. And apparently it's quite common. Did you know blue whales are the largest animal to have ever existed on Earth, being larger than all dinosaurs and every single big sea animal from the past?
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
And good eating.
Is there not in the... is it in the Chicago Natural History Museum? Is there not a skeleton or a recreation of one?
Yes, there's not only a whale, but a squid skeleton that hang from the ceiling at the Field Museum.
Hey, so when...
And they have a Tyrannosaurus in the main lobby.
Mm-hmm. So they haven't been around for billions of years? Or
I don't know how long. Billions I think of years? They've been around... I want to say they've been around for a while. I do not know how long, though. If I can... Hopefully I can find something here for you.
Blue whale.
Trying to see how long they've been.
Gone.
They're up to 100 feet long and upwards to 200 tons. Yeah. Their tongues alone can weigh as much as an elephant. Jeez. Their hearts can weigh as much as an... I don't think they can do that. Their hearts can weigh as much as an automobile.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah. Trying to see longevity. Blue whales are among the longest-lived animals. The oldest blue whale found was determined to be around 110 years old, but it doesn't tell me how long they've been around, you know? I could specifically Google that and be able to find out. But
what I'm saying is the blue whale does not exist right now, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Well, I thought it's... That's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's extinct.
No. The blue whales are still around. Like I said, in the Chicago Museum, I want to say it's a blue whale that hangs from the ceiling in one of those museums that I was in when I went to Chicago, I think.
It's the Field Museum.
It might have been the Smithsonian's in Washington, in D.C. I can't remember. But they're just gigantic. Did you know in the final years of World War II, there was an Italian businessman named Giorgio Perlasca?
Yeah.
He risked his life by posing as a Spanish diplomat and saved more than 5,000 Hungarian Jews from the Holocaust. Perlasca, a non-Jew, has been honored for his heroism, courage, and compassion by several nations. It's a guy I did not know about, so I wanted to make that known in case you didn't know.
There are a number of those stories, people who took incredible risks to save others.
And finally, did you know around 1987, there were only 22 California condors left? Zero of these being in the wild. They were all in captivity.
1987.
Yeah. Thanks to conservation efforts, there are about 500 now. Its 9.8-foot wingspan is the widest of any North American bird.
That's 9 feet.
The California condor. Those are your random facts.
All right. You guys cook up a question rather than go to traffic. Randall's been waiting to talk about fluoride.
Hey, Randall.
Hey, morning. Well, yes. Over in Montgomery, right there beside the railroad tracks where Day Street is, I do know they got about a 1,500-gallon tank of fluoride right there that they only had to fill it up like once every 5 years. So that tells you how minute that the fluoride is.
Right. The water. It could be toxic if it's too much, right? Sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could take a 55-gallon drum and 18 gallons of fluoride in a body and, you know, in a month or in a half, and you could pour it down the drain. You know what I mean? It's some deadly stuff now. It'll eat your teeth and everything else. So it won't be nothing left of you. No bones, no trace of you. You know what I mean? And that stuff's pretty deadly stuff. I mean, you wouldn't think about it, but why I'm saying this, pregnant women, be careful. I mean, that's one thing you do need to check. Is how much fluoride that you put right. in your body.
They put that in the water to help kids' teeth, and it worked for a whole generation.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. I mean, they still using it, like I say. And I'm so glad to talk to you, Uncle Will. I ain't called all week because I felt like I cheated. You know what I mean? I called Friday when you wasn't there and felt like I cheated on you, so I ain't called back, man. I just been listening to you. You know what I mean? Uncle Will, I cheated. I called when he wasn't there, so I didn't want to call back.
We're glad you did, Randall. We appreciate the insights.
You two-timing hussy.
Yeah. You got to think about what you just did. Because right now, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
This question comes in from little Richard Thomas of Ohio.
Yeah, what is
he's been cheated on.
He's been cheated. He's like, I'm going through a bad breakup, Uncle Jay. could you tell me, how long can the wood frog go without having to go to the bathroom?
Okay. You don't have to be the Wizard of Oz to figure
the wizard.
If you need another number, it's 272-9228.
That was funny. Thank you, Larry King. 272-9228. We are standing by for your call now. And remember, even if you don't win the contest, you still go into our grand prize drawing, which takes place later this morning around 8:55. All right, we'll check traffic while we're waiting for the phones to explode with excited respondees.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, seeing a little bit of congestion now around the boulevard. Some of the heavier spots, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Highway 331, East South Boulevard. Also, Northeast Boulevard, Ware's Ferry to the Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway, a little heavy to Madison Avenue into downtown. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit. No issues there. No accidents into us to pass along to you. So buckle up and be safe out there on this Friday. We'll keep you updated. Premier Place Shopping Center, open for business. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Lindmark, Michaels, and more. Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's go to Nicole to see if we can get a winning answer on today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
Hey.
Is it 8 months?
That is correct. You got it.
You'll notice
Thank you.
That those frogs did not panic and stand in long lines to buy toilet paper during the coronavirus pandemic.
I never saw one wood frog.
Not one. In line. Well, congratulations, Nicole. You got $10 of shopping at the food outlets nearest you. Hold on. Jay will get you jam up a jelly tie with that. Hi, who's this?
Oh.
Well.
Our old friend Dialtown.
Rodney.
Hey, Rodney. Yeah. What's up?
We got a winner, but we wanted to say good morning. You got a follow-up
question? Good morning. How you doing? I think she beat me out.
Yeah.
I was going to say 8 months.
Okay, how about this one then? The average soccer player running around during the game, how many miles average?
I'm going to say lucky number 7.
7 is correct.
Very good.
Yes.
Winning.
That's right.
And we appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
You'll be in the grand prize drawing. And here's Don.
Hey, Don, how are
you? Hey, how you doing? I got a question. Earlier, Rich said something about West Indies salad when y'all was talking about Baumhauer's.
Yeah,
did they sell that?
They don't, but we were talking about lump crab meat, which you can buy if you get in today at Baumhauer's. In other words, you put in your order today, and you get the
seafood. Well, I'm thinking about Sahara,
Oh, yeah. West Indies salad is one of my all-time favorites. Very few restaurants carry West Indies salad anymore because the lump crab meat is so high priced that you can't get it at many locations anymore. It is really good stuff. Really good stuff.
It is, yes.
I had that, I think, at Neptune's in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
That's a restaurant. If you ever end up in Nassau. Go there and try their bread. It is the best restaurant bread you will ever eat.
By the way, every once in a while, Pepper Tree will carry West Indies salad, Pepper Tree steaks and wines.
Okay.
Didn't mention that.
All right, we appreciate you, man. Thanks, Don. And your name, too, will be in the grand prize drawing coming up. Danny Patterson from Food Network will call us around 7:50 this morning.
All right.
And let us know what the specials are. I'm going to check my informed delivery digest while Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We have a thin layer of high clouds out there this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be another pretty nice day today with southeasterly breeze later on this afternoon and temperatures which are already in the mid-60s, ending up around 90 for the high temperature. And a good bit of sunshine, maybe filtered sunshine with the high clouds. Then partly cloudy, mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday's high in the low to mid-90s, maybe up to about 94. That would break the record of 93. Lots of sunshine over the weekend. Rain chances, not zero, but about 10% today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And scattered showers and thunderstorms are back in the picture on Monday, and that is great news because, boy, oh, boy, do we need the rain. Right now, this morning, it's pretty nice. East winds at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 65 at 743.
All right, we have some good animal stories coming up, including an escaped guinea pig rescue and more. True Tales from the Animal Kingdom, just ahead, accompanied by the music of Fleetwood Mac. Lewis Lawn is open. They are at 7 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, with a great product line. I'm planning on, I'm waiting for my stimulus check because they've got something I want. Actually, they got a product line that might interest anybody because it's new, it's battery chargeable, lightweight, but very durable, easy to use, and is comparably priced to gasoline powered. And that's the Ego product line. They have push and self-propel type mowers, edgers and trimmers. You just connect it to the charging station when you're not using it. When you're ready to use it, you disconnect and hit start. And you're good to go. And that mower will cut a really good-sized lawn and still have plenty of energy left to spare. It's the latest in battery technology. But Lewis Lawn has everything. It's a double showroom now with tractor-style mowers right down to your basic Toros, which you can push and, again, self-propel. They carry the big zero turns from Echo and Exmark. And for the first time, they have a brand-new Ryder mower. Priced at $1,259. You heard that correctly. $1,259 for a Ryder mower at Lewis Lawn. Pre-owns as well. I should mention that more often if you're looking for something that's been rehabbed and is ready to go. But they got mechanics there. So whatever you buy at Lewis Lawn, you bring it back to them for service or repair as needed. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser, TJ, Haley, the goddess. They'll take great care of you at Lewis Lawn. Their number, 7-5, is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn. Animal Stories next at 7:45.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police have charged 23-year-old Jeremy James with capital murder in the death of 29-year-old Whitney Sanders. Police say Sanders was found stabbed to death Wednesday at her home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue. The suspect is now in jail without bond. The Alabama Department of Public Health says there are now more than 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. 144,000 people have been tested for COVID-19. Health officials say 473 people have now died across the state. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for 15 counties in South Alabama. Officials say dry conditions combined with low humidity, high temperatures, and gusty winds are creating dangerous wildfire behavior. Currently, there are no burn restrictions in the state. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Keep your cool. Get a free Dixie cooler upon completion of your estimate. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
I'm tired of the insurance companies telling me where I'm supposed to get my prescriptions filled. They don't know anything about me.
I know. We got a letter in the mail from the insurance company saying because of the coronavirus threat, they want me to use a mail order pharmacy. A mail order pharmacy? Maybe it's their preferred pharmacy, not mine.
Adams Drugs has been taking care of us for many years, so I'm not going to change now. They have continued to be accessible for me during these uncertain times with a virus threat. They're very dependable, too. I've used mail order in the past, and it is so unreliable.
Mail order is just so impersonal, too. I cannot get the trusted service and support like Adams Drugs gives me day in and day out. Adams will deliver my prescriptions to my house and will even bring them to me curbside if I need them to.
Don't let the insurance companies dictate where you get your prescriptions filled. Depend on Adams Drugs, a trusted local pharmacy for your prescription and healthcare needs. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the locations nearest you. Adams Drugs, our family serving your family since 1960.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. Simba's really loud today, isn't
it? Loud.
Chase. Okay, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales, pun intended, from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman, take us to the vocal.
Okay. It's all right.
It's not okay.
It sounded like it blended together really well, I thought.
Public employees in an Ohio city rescued a guinea pig that escaped from his family's home, and the little sucker fled into a sewer. The Cincinnati Metro Sewer District said a family called the agency's 24-hour hotline to report their pet guinea pig, Snowball. That's a cute name for
it. Yeah, it is.
Had dashed into a sewer and wasn't coming out on his own. Sewer district workers Jeff Green and Reggie Gray responded to the neighborhood. Green was lowered into a manhole to look for Snowball.
It's
like finding a snowball in hell, you know. The pet was spotted in a narrow sewer pipe that leads out to the street. The workers used a basketball that was slightly smaller than the pipe to nudge Snowball until Green could reach the animal with his hands. The sewer district said Snowball was not injured, but needs a bath after returning to his owners.
I imagine so.
Can't say that they don't love Snowball. Yeah, after 3 months of quarantine, I'd run into a sewer too, probably. Residents of a California neighborhood were confronted with an unusual sight when a herd of about 200 goats escaped from a backyard and wandered into the streets. Terry Rowland said the goats were clearing brush from the hill behind his home in the Silver Creek neighborhood of San Jose on Tuesday evening when they broke through a fence and went wandering through the neighborhood. His son, Zach, tweeted video of the goats being rounded up in the streets. Neighbors said the goats feasted on potted plants and left a trail of droppings in their wake, and that the goats are brought into clear brush a couple of times a year since a fire about 15 years ago. And by the way, if your pet seems a little screwier than usual, this is a fact. Michael Gray's veterinarian says people are spending a lot more time with their pets and seeing things like quirky personality traits. The animals are just as disrupted by the lockdowns and stuff as people are. So if your pet is acting out, that's why. And those are your animal stories.
Well, that's good to know.
Sometimes it's hard to tell when they're just being screwy and goofy.
Right.
And really acting out. Joining us on line one is my buddy Danny Patterson from the Coliseum Boulevard Food Outlet. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. How you doing, Mr. Gray?
How are you and your amazing team over there doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing real good.
I think one of the, if there's a positive or two that's come out of this whole lockdown and quarantining and everything, is that people are discovering their local grocer, and that's what Food Outlet is, and they've got everything at cost plus 10%. A couple of items you want to feature today?
Yes, sir. We just let everybody know we still have meat. Yeah, I know it's hard to find in some stores. Our meat case has stayed full, so we still have your needs if you're looking for meat. But a couple of items we're running this week is a 10-pound bag of Ready Ice. This is out and you buy all the time.
Yes.
For 97 cents for the 10-pound bag.
That's usually more than double that at the chain stores.
Oh, yeah. And so at least $2.
Yeah.
But we have Coke 12-packs for $3.29. And that's a great bag. And also Kraft barbecue sauce. For 98 cents.
Wow.
All right. And I want to, you know, I've been telling everybody last Saturday when I buy the right bacon in the meat department, that is in WRIGHT, because I love the resealable container it comes in. And it was, I think, $7.12 or $7.29 at your place. I did a reconnaissance comp at another store, and it was $11.99 a package for the exact same bacon. So that, to me, is just another great example of how people can save money when they visit Food Outlet. And the meat department is in good supply.
Yes, sir. We still have your pork, chicken, and beef.
I'm cooking those steaks today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I got to pull mine out of the freezer, too. The fillets. You still carry the tenderloin, right?
I believe we have a few left,
I may sneak over there and make sure that one of them goes missing later today, because that is the best steak. And with Memorial weekend coming up, man, you should have one of those cut up if you're having a couple of people over and enjoy. It is absolutely, you can cut it with the side of your fork. It is that tender. We appreciate the heads up, Danny. I will be in for sure Sunday morning at my old time. I am now resuming my regular schedule, so I will see you around 7:30.
Sounds great. Look forward to seeing you.
Likewise. Don't forget cricket dust and other things you can't get anywhere else. You can get them at Food Outlet. And that artisan bread, that's another one, that Sara Lee artisan. That's $2.22 a loaf at your store. You know what they want for it at the chains? $3.99. I'm telling you. So Great prices and friendly people at all three food outlet locations. Danny, I'll see you at Coliseum Boulevard Sunday. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And don't forget, of course, Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook. And in the preferred community on Main Street, west of 31.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are a little bit busy this morning. Northeast Boulevard, a lot of cars coming in from Wetumpka on 231. Congestion from the Wetumpka Highway all the way to Ware's Ferry. East Boulevard, congestion Atlanta Highway to I-85. We've got more congestion East-South Boulevard, West-South Boulevard, I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. But no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Everybody seems to be getting along out there. Buckle up, drive carefully, and smile. It is Friday. Although schools are closed and people are still staying home, accidents can happen. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
They give you guys a conundrum?
No. Mm-mm. Did not get one today.
Oh, woe is my neglect.
We have a few unused ones from the week.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Dead or Alive?
No.
I wasn't asking you.
You played a kind of a preliminary version of it during the timeline.
Yeah, I think it's a good game. Actually, if we could just pull up the birthdays from the weekend, we could try that. And I know
well, that's
we did
a good
get a
idea.
This morning. I just have to find it. And of course, it's very entertaining radio when you look for things you lose on a live mic. It's really, while I'm doing this, Don Duncan said and stands behind his statement made on this show that all jobs are essential. So if you've been neglecting the service of your vehicle for any reason, you can get a complete service they call the works for half price. The only reason they can't give a standard flat price is because some oils are a little more expensive than others. Synthetics, for example, some cars require a specific oil, but it's half off. Oil change, tire rotation, that includes a rolling inspection and withdrawing anything that's embedded in the tire, plugging the hole, putting it on the next destination wheel. They check your safety, inspect your brakes, make sure your fluids are all topped off, and vacuum out your car as a way of saying thanks. And whatever consideration you need to get it done, a ride back to your house or office, whatever, you're working from home, they can even pick up your car and bring it back to you completely contactless at any of their three locations. Find them and the numbers and contact information, Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook, or just stop by any of the three locations on Highway 14 in Millbrook, on 408 Madison downtown, Bell Road just north of Vaughan. Fox News in two.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are thrilled to be open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. We are loaded with hundreds of mattresses on sale from great factories, Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, Southern, and others. New models have arrived.